Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves the experience of cracking them open, or you love the convenience of no-shell pistachios like myself, Wonderful Pistachios is the perfect healthy snack for when hunger strikes. And there are a bunch of tasty flavors to choose from too, like honey roasted, smoky barbecue, jalapeno lime, and more. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Finish this line for me. 2024, Buffalo Bills will be
the Super Bowl champions. I think it's already scripted too. I think we've seen it.
Well, the scripts do go out. We have seen them. They've been handed out in multiple sports.
It's already scripted.
Was a wild
Is it
one.
Scripted?
Yeah, it was a leaked script that for the last 5 years.
Is it scripted? You played. They leaked
the script. They leaked the Super Bowl script 5 years ago, and they had the Broncos winning it. And then I think they had the Patriots winning the next one after that. Then they had Patrick Mahomes winning one.
Well, damn, Pac, you got a wild script back in
the
day.
Then they had the Rams. And they had the Rams winning it again. Then they had the Eagles winning in this one. And the next year they got the Bills. And then after that, they got the Bengals.
We had to fight to get a meal. Yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get the Bills. That's why we right to get a deal. He on the team, he got to eat, you know, despite your skills. Facts. Keep it riding for the fam. You got to light the wooden wheels straight up. But in the past bag, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lot of take the test before I pass class. Yeah, and my family needed bread. I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
I had to run to the gas station, grab me some of these Celsius, right?
You got a deal on these 4-for-1?
Jerry, can you hear me? I was asking what flavors you want. They got the watermelon.
Is that a package deal?
No, because I like the peach. You want 2 grapes? I'm gonna get the peach. They got a grapefruit.
Right.
And these help you burn fat too.
And it's essential energy, so essentially it's good for you. Ain't no preservatives in it.
Really, they got anything you want. They got an orange pomegranate too.
Gerald.
Yeah.
There's 2 more of these, 2 more games. That's a double dribble.
The double dribble.
This game, and then we on?
Okay.
What's up, Rick?
What's up? You good? All right. Y'all on next? Okay.
Welcome back to another episode of I Am Athlete. This season, we lean into some words and some themes of these shows. When I think of our show, and I think of this person, the word that comes to mind is unpredictable.
Ooh.
And I say unpredictable because sometimes when you look at an athlete, sometimes you look at a person, you expect an athlete to show up this way. This person might show up in a cowboy hat, some cowboy boots. This dude might be on a chicken farm, you feel me? So unpredictable is the word that comes to mind, not only for I Am Athlete, but this person, Pac.
My word is icon.
That's hard. That's strong.
My word is original.
It's hard.
Wow. Vaughn Miller, welcome to I Am Athlete. We've been really looking forward to this, brother, you know, for about a year or two. Mm-hmm. You're special. I guess the question that I have for you to jump off, man, is like, who are you?
Let me start off first. My word for y'all is love, man. I appreciate Aww. All the love that y'all gave to me,
that.
Man. But the second question, who am I? I'm from Dallas, Texas, born and raised in Dallas, Texas. Mom and dad, they've been in my life. My mom has never missed a football game. My dad has probably missed like 5 football games. And that was because he either had to work or he got injured. So I've always had like my mom and my dad and my brother with me. And when I think about that question, who am I? I'm them. You know, they pour so much into me. Whether it's Little League football, training, summer track, basketball, which I only played 2 years, you know, what make me a good football player don't, it's terrible on the basketball court, but what I am now, you know, and I don't even think that they expected, you know, any of this. I didn't expect any of this. But what they did was they allowed me every single resource that I could possibly have, whether it's in the classroom, on the football field. They presented whatever they could to the best of their ability for me to be successful. So when I think about who am I, I'm immediately brought back to them. I am my mom and dad's son, and I am my brother's brother from Dallas, Texas. That's who I am.
When you think of your parents and you think of their qualities as individuals, what would you say is the best quality you took from your mom and the best quality you took from your dad?
You know, as I get older, you know, and I start having kids, and you start thinking about, like, what my mom did for me, like, that was tough, like, to make it to every single game. She would pop up at school sometimes, like, she'd just pop up on a random Tuesday, and you know, had a little window in the classroom, and she'd just be looking.
Right.
And I felt like all the things that they did, all the pressure that they put on me, it allowed me to be who I am now. Whether it was in the classroom or on the football field, they always were present. And as I got older, as I got into college, and as I got into the National Football League, I saw that was rare.
Yeah.
You know, I see, you know, a lot of my colleagues and a lot of my teammates, they didn't even have, that's foreign.
Mm-hmm.
That's foreign to them to have, you know, their parents in the same household, coming to every single game, involved coming to school. So I just feel very special, very humble to be a product of them.
So fill in this sentense for me. I have my mom's blank.
I have my mom's athletic ability.
Okay.
Yeah, she ran track. She did long jump, triple jump. She did high jump. She ran. She did shot put and discus. She's 5'10". Honestly, I don't even know how my daddy got lucky and got along with how I think about it. But yeah, I am. I have my mom's athletic ability, and I have my dad's mindset. I have my dad's work ethic. It was days where my daddy get up at 4 a.m. to drive 3 hours away to do a job, drive straight back that night. Started a power systems company from the ground up, just him. Had a lot of people try to sabotage him, but he was able to work through that adversity and create Power Guardian Power Systems. So I have my dad's work ethic and mindset, and I have my mom's athletic ability.
I use the word icon because I've had a chance to sit back and watch everything. And my biggest thing was, we was talking about parents, your upbringing. With all of this, bro, like, you've 20, I'm exaggerating, Brandy.
Thank you.
20 All-Pros, you know, 20 Pro Bowls, you know what I mean?
Let me say, want me to read them?
Yeah, read them.
Two-time Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl 50 MVP, NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year 2011, seven-time All-Pro, four Pro Bowls. He got more All-Pros than I got Pro Bowls. We got Pro Bowls, bro. Eight-time Pro Bowl and
Icon.
NFL 2010s All-Decade Team.
From a small kid.
Wow.
From a small town from Texas, man, with all that he just said, with everything. And we ain't putting the money and all of this and that in there. How you remain the same and stay humble?
I mean, I really don't. When it comes to being around my guys, when it comes to, like, people that influence me, like, I don't have no pride. Like, I don't have a problem going up and asking a question or being vulnerable. And I think that ability has allowed me to be who I am, whether it's you coming up to you in Vegas or wherever it's at. Hey, man, can I sit at the table? Or is Brandon Marshall asking him questions on what makes him successful, whether it's Trent Williams. Like, all the OGs that came before me, Chris Johnson, DJ Williams, I've never been too proudful to, like, ask questions to people that I look up to.
But that's it, though.
Right.
That's it right there is, no matter how big you get, if you think that you are the best, when you stop asking questions, you die.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You being able to rattle off those names, bro, like, that's called divine mentorship.
Yeah.
Everybody should look around and say, who can I learn from?
Right.
Who can I pour into? Mm-hmm. So that's the answer right there from a humility standpoint.
But you speak about pouring into, and we had Steven Jackson on the podcast. We had this conversation about vets kind of passing the torch to the guys that come after them and continuing that trajectory. That's not always the case. You know, you have some guys who see, you know, the young buck as a threat. You know, you're coming from my spot.
So why is it important to you to kind of pass the torch along and not be that guy? Because not everyone has the ability or the lack of ego to do that.
You know, everybody's circumstance is different too, and everybody's situation is different. I've just been blessed to never be in those situations where I had to, you know, have those type of emotions towards my teammates. I can see, like, if you are running back and they bring in another top running back, and it's hard to, you know, it's hard to overcome the competitive side of playing football and to break through that and be friends, you know. Yeah. But for me, I honestly felt like I've never been in a situation like that. I've always been sure of what I'm doing. I've always believed in myself, and I've always had love. Everybody before me showed me love, whether it's DJ Williams, whether it's Wesley Woodyard, whether it's anybody. Everybody always showed me love, so all I know is love to give. And honestly, being in this situation now, I enjoy the role of being the OG in the locker room. I enjoy giving advice to the guys, because I don't tell them the stuff that I was doing. I tell them the stuff that I should have been doing, and that's a good perspective for me, because I can look back on the second year guys and be like, hey bro, you need to be doing that. Be like, well, you was doing that. I'm like, no, I wasn't doing that, but that's what I should have been doing. So I really embrace that role of being the OG and telling people and showing people the stuff that they should be doing instead of the stuff that
I was
doing.
Can you say that one more time? Like, just say that, because that was a sound bite.
No. I mean, I tell the young guys stuff that they should be doing, not stuff that I was doing. So I tell them like, hey, I wasn't doing it like this, but if I could go back, this is that I should have been doing.
Would you have been different if you weren't shown love by the OGs and the vets before you? Do you think that would have changed your mindset on how you deal with the generation after you?
I guess, yeah. It's no way to know for sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, now that you think about it, like, yeah, probably. You know, if I had OGs that led me astray, that when I came to the section and I'm trying to get in, and then, no, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I get in that position too, like, I'm going to be like, you know what I'm saying? It could have went either way, but I'm just so blessed to, you know, first of all, I don't have no pride. Like, I'm sure of my game. I believe in my game. I'm an open book to everybody around me. And and in our league too, especially in the NFL, this guy's number one, this guy's number two, this guy's number three. So obviously if you're number four, you're going to feel like, hey man, I should be number one. And it create this quiet animosity that shouldn't be there. And it's all over the league. And I started the Pass Rush Summit to really kind of like tear that down. Like, I always been sure of my game. Maybe not sure of myself when you put on clothes, you go to the club, or you talking to females, but when it comes to football,
you know what you're doing.
I always been sure of myself. And just because I give you the book, you still gotta read it and translate it over so you can understand it. Mm-hmm. So I started the Pass Rush Summit to really give back to the game that has given so much to me and really be an open book to these guys. Right. And, you know, you had some critics say, like, man, why would you do that? Why would you give them the secrets? I was like, bro, just because I give them the secret, they still gotta to do it. And it's twofold too. I learned something from these guys too. That's what I feel like people don't really see. Like, I want to be around the young guys. I want to be around the hot pass rusher. I want to see what he's doing, so I can apply it to my game.
Right. What's the saying, Pac? I can give you the recipe, but the sauce won't taste the same. Is that the
same? Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Speaking of recipe, like, you've played a long time. What I got from you when I played with you, I already knew how crazy athletic you was, but when I think about this part of the game, the way you take care of your body, I haven't seen no one that I've ever played with, teammate.
Yep.
Can you break down how important and what do you do? Like, tell them, like, a normal, how you take care of your body and what you spend on your body to make sure you're ready.
Man, I do everything, bro. I think it started with, you know, guys like before, you know, DJ Williams, he had the art machine rolling around. And B. Marsh was a big guy with the art machine. And it's just little stuff like that I just inquired about. Hey, like, what they do? Like, what you using that for? Like, for real? Damn, it's gonna help me do this? Damn, I need to get one of them. And it's just little stuff like that I picked up from the guys that I looked up to around me that made me. But my day, I go to practice. Especially like at year 12 going to 13. Go to practice. When I'm done with practice, or even before practice, I'm either in the hot tub or I'm in the Epsom salt bath. Mm-hmm. It's a full day thing, especially during the season. Whether it's getting a workout in to strengthen my feet or my knees or do anything, I really just throw everything at the wall. Like, and if it worked, it worked. But I'm not just doing like just senseless shit either too. Like when I get, when you in year 12, you kind of know what work, what kind of, what don't work. Maybe like year 7 to like year 10, you're trying to figure it out. But at this point, I know this work, and it just take up time. So I probably, I got a couple people on staff. I got a stretch guy on staff. I got my, my ARP guy on staff. I got a chef on staff. So if you add,
so talk about that investment
add,
though.
You add it up, because Russell Wilson up, said $1 million yeah. he spends.
Yeah, probably. I mean, if you add it up, I'm probably. If you count the chef, you count the chef, I'm probably like 500,000.
500,000. I was about 300.
It take more time than that too.
500.
It take more time. I feel like the time requirement is more than like the bread, because the bread is gonna help me get more money later. Right. So I don't really think about it as. As me spinning
bread. But, bro, you're an OG. So, like, the it's like we're asking these questions and you're answering them for us. But, like, speak to these this next generation on that right there, that investment. Yeah. Why is that important? Because a lot of guys, I feel this generation coming up is missing that part. Yeah. How to take care of themselves. Make that proper investment. Your body is a walking corporation. So if I put 500 in, I'm going to get 20, 25 back. And that's 20, 25 M's. You know what I'm saying?
You think the generation's not good at that with all the new technology?
Well, maybe I'm not in the locker room anymore. You tell me.
You know, some guys are and some guys aren't. And you can't really force that stuff on people. Like, there's guys in my locker room that see me doing stuff and they just inquire. Like, Kyer Elam, everything that I do, he like, hey, what was you doing? Like, that's the guy that I was. So I just lace him on game. If it worked for him, it worked for him. If it don't, it don't. You keep it moving. You figure stuff out as you go. And it ain't for everybody. I played with Champ Bailey. Champ Bailey ain't do nothing.
Like, Julius Peppers ain't do nothing.
He get a massage or, you know what I'm saying, hit the weight room. He ain't do nothing. But to each his own, bro. Like, if it works for you, it works for you. If it don't, it don't.
What do you recommend to the guys who aren't making that kind of money yet to invest 500,000, to invest 600, a million or more? Like, how do you still take care of your instrument and your moneymaker so that you can get that big payday and start investing more?
To be honest, when you're young, you don't need all that. Come on, let's keep it real. You need a little. You don't need all that. Like when you're younger, you don't need all of that. Like if you're spending this much money, when you come out and you need all this just get ready to go to practice at year one or two, year 12, like year 12 and year 15, 16, what are we gonna be doing then? Right. You know, so I when I was young, you know, I just did whatever I needed to do to get ready. You know, as you get older, it just takes more. So for the young guys, you don't have to spend $500,000. You just need to figure out what gets you ready to go to practice, what gets you ready for games, and just do that.
So let me do this real quick, because like you're naming people that I want to ask you questions about. So I'm just going to get right to it right now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say a name. Give me the first thing that come to mind.
Oh, I like this. Word association. All right? Yeah.
So let's just throw them out there. Cause you're a dude, bro, that has many relationships. Like I have great relationships, connected to a lot of people, but you're pouring into them and they're pouring into you. And that's why I think you're so special, because you're a learner. Elvis Dumervil.
And the first thing that comes to mind with Elvis is brother, for real. Mm. He took me in, for sure. And he showed me some things. He showed me that it ain't always going to be how it's supposed to be. It ain't always going to fold out how it's supposed to be. And just because you expect something to be how it's supposed to be, like, it might not always end up like that. And that's on and off the football field. I got a story about Elvis. We shooting dice one day at Elvis' house. Yeah, he got brothers. Yeah. He got brothers, and I'm cracking them. I'm cracking them. I'm talking the whole time, cracking them. I'm at their house. Elvis' girlfriend cooking luncheon and stuff, and I'm eating the lunch, and I'm drinking the drinks that they gave us, and I'm cracking them, and I'm talking to all the brothers. Elvis said, man, I'm gonna go to the bank, and I'm gonna come back. Elvis went to the bank. I had already cleaned out his brothers. He came back with some bread, and I started cracking Elvis too. Then we get down to last bet. I think the bet had, it was massive bet. Like, it was all of my bread, and it was a massive chunk of his bread, because he had just went to the bank.
How much?
It was probably, it was probably a bet for like 16,000,
wow.
8,000.
Yeah.
And this is, I'm just coming out of college. I'm just coming out of college. And we
C-Lo? Miami boy C-Lo?
No, okay. We swam two dice. Okay, we swam two dice. Boom, and I hit, my number is 6. I pick up, Elvis say burnt dice, your number was 8. I looked around, I looked at his brother.
What's burnt dice
I looked
mean?
At his brother, I said the number was, he looked away. I said, oh. I said, oh. I realize where I'm at now. Like, right. But ain't nobody gonna vouch for me.
Right.
And then Elvis, you know, he got his little Miami accent. He's like, bro, this my money. Picked up the money, put it in his pocket, walked off. I said, damn, bro, it's like that. He said, yeah, it's like that. I said, oh. I went to work the next day. I've been thinking all night, like, damn, Elvis, this is my password. Bro, they gonna do me like that. And we sit right by each other in the team meeting room. So I was late, man. I came in the team meeting room, like, right before it started. Elvis was sitting down. Elvis sitting right here. I kind of sit like this, like, you know, I'm like, bro, I'm not f***ing with you.
He mad, he's steaming.
Elvis tapped me and was like, bro, let this shit go, bro. It ain't that, bro. Let that shit go, bro. Like, you good, bro. So you gonna beef with me, bro? I was like, yeah, you right, bro. Let it go, bro. So he showed me, like, bro.
Hold on, he ain't give you the bread back?
None of it.
Wow, not even bread. A piece of
cool,
it?
Not cool.
Not give me the bread back.
I think cornball for that.
I think Elvis felt bad about it because after that, like, when I go to Miami, let me stay at his condo, like, was an open book. Like, it could have been the way that I reacted towards that situation too, because even though I was mad at first, like, I put our profession and I put our brotherhood above all that financial shit. And by doing that, bro, we close as hell now, man. And you know, with brothers, you're gonna have some situations that you disagree on, but that was a big one, man. And that was a big learning lesson for me.
I love it. So quick, some quick ones. Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning. The sheriff. The sheriff, man. Peyton Manning showed me what it was like to be the face of the franchise. Not just to be a pro, but to be like, to lead the franchise and to be the face of a franchise. When Peyton Manning left, that became me, and he gave me a huge example on how to do that. Peyton Manning knew everybody in the facility, whether it was a janitor, video guy, assistant coach to the head coach, whether it was the 53rd man on the roster, or if it was DT or Emmanuel. He treated everybody the same. Anybody can go up to him and talk to him.
Greatest Peyton Manning story.
Greatest Peyton Manning story.
Or the coolest, you know, because sometimes it's like that, you know, like, damn, he walked by this person, how he knew him or her.
I think whenever you have, like, a couple drinks with guys like that, man, and they let their guard down a little bit and y'all start talking about shit, I think that's one of the coolest moments. And for me, being invited to his Hall of Fame ceremony and Peyton Manning just, you know, relaxing and we talking about shit, reminiscing on the future, that was a cool moment for me. And that was the last time I saw Demaryius Thomas as well. So that night is a special moment for me.
That was my name, Brandon McManus, the kicker.
That my boy. Brandon McManus, intelligent. He's one of the most intelligent, not just football players I've been around, but just people that I've ever been around. And they always say iron sharpens iron. And I feel like I'm intelligent and I'm witty too, but when you get around other intelligent people, Brandon Marshall and Pac-Man and all these people, you start to grow. And with Brandon McManus, it was the same way. He showed me so much about finances, family, stocks, bonds, whether it's the NFLPA stuff. Brandon McManus is my guy. It started off by being a real relationship because you got the franchise outside linebacker, best friends with the kicker on the team. So it kind of looked odd at first, but that's my boy, man. I'm the godfather of his son. He's the godfather of my
amazing
son. Like, that's my dog for real.
Lamar Jackson made the best business decision.
I blame the Ravens for him not going out there. If they wanted him out there, they should have paid him. They didn't pay him, and that's their own fault.
LeBron James is not only a top five.
1 in 8. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. Who serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had. Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves. Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
1 in 8, start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
Yo, 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 this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber, the soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT. Savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2-gram net zero hero croissant or the 1-gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a bread head. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero, hero.co.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. The Active Cash Credit Card is ready when you are. With unlimited 2% cash rewards, the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, that's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/active. Cash. Active player right now. He's number one.
All right. Brandon, come on.
LeBron James comes in. He makes everyone better.
He's not making that team drastically better with his talent. They're a horrible team. They're constructed horrible. Jesus himself cannot fix that organization. It is a problem.
You brought up a name. Let's go back to that name. Demaryius, DT.
Demaryius. That's my boy, man. You know, life just be happening so fast. And I played with Demaryius 9 years. And that was like, that's my dog. And whenever I think about it and the way he passed, you know, even though it was unfortunate, I'm at peace because that was really one of the first teammates where I wasn't afraid to like love on DT. I wasn't afraid to say, man, I love that dude, or get in the media and build him up. I wasn't afraid to tell Demaryius that I love him whenever he would leave. I'd be like, bro, I love you. Mm. Not just love. You know how you walk out like love, bro. I was like, nah, DT, I love you. My mom and my daddy kicked it with his mom and his daddy. I seen him develop over time. So, you know, obviously when somebody passed, you feel bad about it. But for me, I'm at peace because I show him real. This is one of the first guys that I ever like. I wasn't afraid, I wasn't too prideful to like show him that I love him. He came back, he got traded, went to the Texans, came back to Denver that next week, beat us. I went outside our locker room and I went in the Texans locker room to like, hey, hug him in front of everybody. Tyron, Matthew, Coach, Deshaun Watson, I ain't here for y'all, like I'm here for him. You know what I'm saying? Like I wasn't afraid to love DT, so I'm at peace.
What was it about him that drew you to him initially? Like what about his character?
Man, he was quiet, he was humble. He was quiet, he was humble. But he was still one of the boys on the inside. You know, like, he was one of the boys. He had, like, a tough upbringing. But he ain't never let that define him. Mm. You know, he was, of course, he was big and brolic. But he was my dog on the inside. He was soft on the inside. He was relatable on the inside. He ain't want to do too much. Even though the light was on him, he'd rather just chill at the crib, play cards. Everybody go out after the game. Everybody come back to the crib. He's still playing cards. He hung out with my mama, my daddy, my little brother, man. He was one of the guys for sure.
OBJ.
OBJ, that's my dog, man. And it's crazy how relationships develop, man. I met OBJ in 2014 here in Arizona at the Pro Bowl. Of course, he had the crazy catch that year. But, you know, everybody make plays all the time. Like, right. You get stars that come in. It's a new star now, Justin Jefferson. There's always stars in the league. But at the Pro Bowl, he balled out. I forgot where we was, man. It was after the club or something. I was ordering food, and he just walked up to me. And he was just like, "Hey." He just walked up to me and he showed me something on his phone. Maybe we had having a couple of drinks or whatever. But he walked up to me, showed me something on his phone. He's like, "You know him?" I was like, "No, I don't know." I looked around. It's OBJ. He's like, "All right." He's like, "You Vaughn, right?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm Vaughn." He's like, "Man, I'm going to Miami." I was like, "Bro, I'm going to Miami next." Gave me his number. I gave him my number. We exchanged numbers. We kicked into Miami, and our friendship just developed over time. Like, OBJ is one of the few people that I feel like get it, because the light is always on OBJ.
Right.
Like, his life is totally different from my life.
Right.
But I feel like we both
get it. Like, it's a spotlight on you at all times. But at the same time, you still got to be you, man. And OBJ, bro, that's my little brother, man. I wish him well, man. I wish him more success. We done lived together. We done went on tour together. We went on tour in 2017 with Drake for 40 nights.
That was gonna be my last one, Drake.
Yeah. Bro, man,
what was that like?
Yeah, tell us.
I know 40 there's some stories you can't share. There's some stories that gotta go to the grave.
It's crazy. 40 nights overseas.
On tour with Drake.
We went on tour with Drake, man. Like it's self-explanatory. I had a crib in London, and me and him were roommates. We stayed there, and we would just go to Paris for the week, come back. They'd go to Amsterdam. We'd go there for the show, come back. And that just, you know, whenever you live with somebody, it can either go up or down.
Right.
and for me and him, like, it definitely went up, man. And that's when we really, you know, became super close.
All right.
So Josh Drake, Allen.
Josh Allen? Bro, that's my boy. Josh Allen, my boy. And he reminds me of myself. I built this crazy-ass crib in Denver just for my teammates. Like, I had... Terrence Knighton is probably the biggest... My biggest teammate that I ever played with. He weighed 300, and I know he's gonna hate me for telling, but he weighed 350 plus, yeah. Right? And whenever we would go to restaurants and shit, like, he would have to like second guess each and every seat. And when he came to my house and I was designing my basement, I was like, hey, Pot, like, hey, come over here. I'm gonna measure you. All of my furniture, all of my bar stools, all the couches and shit are designed for Pot. Because if Pot Roast can sit in here and he comfortable in here, then that's everybody. Bro, my bar stool, like, the seat is this big. Like, two people can
sit. He's not lying either.
But two people can sit in the seat.
Wow.
But it was all for my teammates, man. And I did that so my teammates can feel comfortable. And Josh Allen does the same thing with his teammates. Like, not necessarily designing his house for his teammates, but his house is always open. He got a par 3 in the backyard, got a golf simulator.
Damn.
He had a chef open. Like, and ain't nothing to do in Buffalo, but we all go to Josh Allen's house. His house is like the Soho House of Buffalo.
Is that why the team is so close?
It has to be like that in Buffalo, because that's all we got. Like, you know, sometimes in Denver, I felt like that's all we had. But in Buffalo, that's all we got, man. It's each other, man. Right. Even in the locker room, like, we listen to loud music, play ping pong. Everybody cool. Everybody know everybody kids, where everybody came from. In Buffalo, it's always gloomy and rainy and snowy outside. Yeah. But in a facility, it's sunny every single day.
Bro, all right, so Buffalo, man, come on.
That's beautiful, though.
Y'all going to get it done or not? Josh Allen, a lot of talk. Joe Burrow, yeah. You got Patrick Mahomes, ain't going nowhere.
We're gonna get it done.
A lot of people disappointed this year.
Yeah, disappointment comes with, you know, not reaching your expectation, you know. But it's 31 teams that's gonna have this same disappointment.
Yeah.
Winning Super Bowl is special, man. Like, it take more than just having the best team in football. It take more than just winning 14 games.
That's
like,
right.
It's a little bit of luck involved. It's a little bit of divine intervention that goes along with that. Like, the ball bounces, instead of bouncing this way, it bounces our way. Like, it take a little bit of that, but. Josh Allen, to win a Super Bowl, you have to have a good defense. You have to have a good quarterback. And we still got that base coming forward. And I feel like next year will be our year for sure.
What did Phil Jackson say the secret to winning a championship was? Like 50% luck, 50% health?
Yeah.
It's not easy.
Let me ask you this before you get out of here. If you had to build a defensive line with guys that are currently playing right now, you got four. With you on the outside.
So I got three now.
So you got three now. Build me a line.
Aaron Donald, of course. Mm. It was so hard for me to leave Aaron Donald. Like, best player I ever played with. Like, he never turned it off.
All positions.
Best player I ever played with.
Wow.
He never turned it off.
Let him finish, bro.
Big
bro.
He never turned it off. He walk in, and I done played with greats. I done played with Champ Bailey. This is no disrespect to them. It's just, from my point of view and what I do, I rush the passer.
Peyton Manning.
Bro, he's the most dominant player that I ever played with. If I'm running a text game, the text is going to be open. If I'm running an exit game, the exit game is going to be open. Anything that we draw up to try to scheme away from Aaron Donald, it's going to be open. So I would have to have Aaron Donald on there. My whole career, like, they've always tried to compare me to Khalil Mack. And it's a lot of other pass rushers out there that are rightfully deserving of that spot. But I know Khalil Mack game. I've seen his game. I've studied his game for a long time. I've been a fan of his game. And it wouldn't be fair for me not to put him. He's motivated me in so many different ways. So I will put Khalil Mack on the other side, and of course I have J.J. Watt in the middle.
Ooh,
I have J.J. Watt,
Aaron Donald,
me and Khalil Mack.
All right, can we get to it now?
Get to it.
Can we get to it? We had LT on the show.
Yeah.
And, oh God.
I know you're not a fan of all these comparisons and all of that, but bro, I gotta ask you, right? I said AD is the best defensive player of all time. Right? LT pushed back. You pushed back. LT. Ashley pushed back.
I didn't push back.
Kinda.
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Kind of.
I said LT.
So LT said Lawrence Taylor. Two was Reggie White. Three was Deacon Jones. Four was Deion Sanders. And five was Ronnie Lott. All right? So that's his five of all time.
Yeah.
Back in the day and current, give me your top five. In order, bro.
You know, for LT, right, he was the greatest player of all time when he played. And then when you leave and you retire, you're not paying attention to what's going on. Like, you kind of become out of touch with like the right. new greats and how football is played. Like, you know, he on the golf course, he living his life how you should be once you commit so much to this game. So I just feel like he a little bit out of touch right there. There's no way you cannot have Aaron Donald on that list. Reggie White, LT, like I'm good with all of those. You gotta have Aaron Donald on that
Can
list.
Can you just give me your top five though in order, please?
My top five.
So you trying to get real political on me just now?
You trying to get messy?
My top five, from what I've seen and what I know, from my game and who I watched. Of course, everybody watched. I didn't watch LT.
You're a historian buff. Like, you know the game.
I don't want to be controversial and stuff.
It's kind of like you can relate to, like, Jordan being the GOAT if you never watched him play.
I don't want to be controversial and stuff, but it was a different game when LT was playing. He going against running backs, tight ends. He the same size as the offensive tackle.
I just want the top five, Vaughn.
Like, the same size as the offensive tackle.
I'm about to do it, but I just had to say that. I just had to say that before. It's a different game now.
You got your disclaimer out the way?
It's a different game now. My top five would be, I'll have Aaron Donald up there. Whole lot of respect for him. I seen it. I experienced it.
That's one.
I have DeMarcus Ware on there.
Two.
Champ Bailey.
Three.
Bailey was special.
Jalen Ramsey, despite like him getting beat or winning games, I had Jalen Ramsey. He's the most athletic player. Well, Dominique Rodgers-Kamara is the most athletic player that I've been around, but Jalen Ramsey is right there. Long range, he's super fast. Right. I have him on there. And then five, I'm not including myself in this either, though. I would have Khalil Mack on there, too. I would definitely have Khalil Mack on there.
Wow, so that's your top five?
That's my top five.
No Deion Sanders.
From what I know and what I've seen, like this is what I'm gonna do. This is what I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna go with these guys. Of course, I can have Reggie White, Deion Sanders, you know, Deacon Jones, and you know, Ronnie Lott, and all these guys. But this is from what I see, what I experienced from my perspective.
That's big. How you feel about that?
You got Aaron Donald at one though. That's what you wanted.
I know.
That's what he wanted.
That's what he wanted.
He's the greatest of all time on the defensive side. He could protect to me. To me, I'm being honest, if we really break it down, you take the quarterback out there because it's a quarterback-driven league.
Bruce Smith is down there, too. Bruce Smith, I can't just walk away from this conversation without talking about Bruce Smith.
Yeah.
He's the all-time leader in sacks, played 19 years.
Yeah.
He was Myles Garrett before Myles Garrett. But if you think about it this way, if we put Myles Garrett in that era of football,
right?
Who knows what it would look like?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Comparing eras is hard.
Wasn't nobody going against Lane Johnson? Back then, nobody was going against Lane Johnson.
So it's hard. Let's go to basketball real quick. So tell me if it's hard. Is it LeBron or is it MJ?
I think it's two different perspectives. Like the younger perspective is going to be like, LeBron, this is what they see, this is what they know.
So what's your perspective?
I know I love Michael Jordan. I love LeBron.
These friends. He be hanging out with these people.
I love both of them. It's two different eras, you know?
I've seen
LeBron. I know LeBron. I've been to games and watched LeBron. I was a little kid when I was watching Jordan. I didn't get it. I didn't get to witness that.
So you go
I witnessed
LeBron.
LeBron. I go with LeBron.
But do you think there can be a GOAT or the GOAT and then multiple GOATs?
It's got to be GOATs. Like,
right.
Especially
see, Brandon and I had this argument. He said there's only one GOAT, but I said there's the GOAT and then there are a GOAT. Like
especially
LeBron is a GOAT, but Jordan is the GOAT. You know what I mean? There's like tiers.
Especially in football. We got 1,200 players that come in and out of the league every single year. Basketball, you got 300 players. Like it's easy to make It's easy to make that determination in basketball. You can just say it's one guy. But in football, we got quarterbacks, we got wide receivers, we got tight. We got all different types of GOATs.
Okay, so Pac's been hitting the moves out here at Radio Row. All right, listen, he's been moving and grooving. He said that he wants to be on Dancing with the Stars. I know you have some experience. Can you give Pac any tips how to get on the cast for the new season?
Man, Pac, this ain't the gritty. It ain't the gritty or
the wheel.
This is real like ballroom dancing, like from the waltz to the cha-cha. It's just a whole different world. Especially like being a football player and an athlete. I love going to
weight. So how hard was that?
It was hard, bro.
It was hard.
You dancing for 6 hours a day.
Wow.
And then after that, you got to go do media and you got to go do interviews for the show. It's a reality TV show, but it's dancing at the same time. What I say one thing about Dancing with the Stars, the infrastructure of Dancing with the Stars is amazing. Yeah. They make you feel like you are Magic Mike. They make you feel like
Magic Mike.
Bro, they make you feel like they make you feel like you are the best dancer that ever come through there. They build up your confidence so well that you feel comfortable going out there and dancing, even though you might not look the part.
Yeah.
But they do a great job from everybody backstage, from my dance partner Whitney. They made me feel like I could win it. They made me feel like I was one of the best dancers that ever come through Dancing with the Stars. And that type of support and that type of empowerment made Dancing with the Stars special for me.
What made you want to do it? I mean, we've seen football players do it. Like Emmitt Smith did it. I believe he won his season. Yep. But like what made, he's retired, obviously. You were actively playing. What made you want
to
do it?
Usually you do it like later in life, but the opportunity was presented to me and I didn't want to just throw it out the way. It was great timing for me. I had just won a Super Bowl. I had just won Super Bowl MVP. I had all these other things going for me from the public eye that Dancing with the Stars was just like the next step for me.
Yeah.
And that fan base with Dancing with the Stars, it's not as big as football, but it's a huge fan base. I get people that walk up to me today like, hey, that's Von Miller from season 22. Bro, I love your Viennese waltz, man. You look so amazing in your outfit. Like, they know me as that. I'm like, right.
I play football.
Right. Like, that's what I had to do to get on that. They don't know nothing
I
about
love
that.
Cha-cha.
They love me. They love right. me for my appearance on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. Before we let you go here, man, I feel like you just live like two lives, man. Rock star, scholar.
For sure.
You know, I mean, you can go on and on. Greatest accomplishment.
I think my greatest accomplishment, of course you could easily say Super Bowls and those are a great accomplishment. What I think for me, my greatest accomplishment is my impact on my teammates and people that I spend my time around, from my teammates. When I run into a guy that I never met before that's in the league, but he grew up with one of my teammates that said, man, Vaughn, cool, man, you gotta hang with him, but he do this and do that. So my reputation amongst my colleagues is my greatest accomplishment.
And then the counter to that is greatest battle, most challenging time of your life.
Or biggest regret?
I don't have some battles. I don't regret nothing. I don't regret nothing. I feel like every experience that I went through made me who I am today. I'm weathered. I done been through things to be a real man. You're gonna have to go through some adversity. You're gonna have to fight your way back. You're gonna have to fall and get back up. And I've definitely failed. And my most challenging moment in my life had to be 2013. I had just finished second in Defensive Player of the Year. I was going crazy in 2012. I had 18 and a half sacks. Then that summer, I get in trouble. I get suspended for 6 games. And then before I got suspended for 6 games, it was already news out like in the summertime. So really that suspension lasted like 12 weeks. So it was like 3 months of like, Vaughn's in trouble, Vaughn's doing this, Vaughn this, Vaughn that, Vaughn's gonna get suspended. Then when I got off suspension, I thought I was gonna have more production than I had. I ended up having 5 sacks and I tore my ACL second to the last game of the season. So 2013 was a tough one for me. Being injured, being suspended, and then having to bounce back for that. But all of those things, they really just made me appreciate football even more. Like, it showed me that, bro, I can't cut no corners. Like, I gotta do the right way to, you know, achieve my ultimate goal.
How do you pull yourself out of that? We talk about mental health all the time, and we had that conversation on one of our episodes, and it's not easy to pull yourself out of a dark place. You can be grateful for life and all of your blessings, but you could also just be in such despair about that moment in time that it consumes you. How did you pull yourself out of that, and how do you pull yourself out of dark times, dark moments?
I think for me, I just made a decision that wasn't gonna happen again. I made a decision that I play football and I was gonna pour everything into my craft. I got a special opportunity to play football in the National Football League, and I'm gonna take advantage of that. And everything else outside of that, it's a time and place for that. And I will never put that before like my craft. So whenever I got an opportunity to get back on a team, whenever I started playing, it was always football first. Mm. And before my suspension, it wasn't always like that.
Finish this line for me. 2024, Buffalo Bills will be
Super Bowl champions. I think it's already scripted too. I think we've seen it.
Well, the scripts do go out. We have seen them. They've been handed out in multiple sports.
It's already scripted.
The NBA was a wild
one. Is it scripted?
Yeah, it was a leaked script that for the last 5 years.
Is it scripted? You played.
They leaked the script. They leaked the Super Bowl script 5 years ago, and they had the Broncos winning it. And then I think they had the Patriots winning the next one after that. Then they had Patrick Mahomes winning one.
Well, Dan Pack, you got a wild script back in
the
day.
Then they had the Rams. And they had the Rams winning it again. Then they had the Eagles winning this one. And the next year they got the Bills. And then after that, they got the Bengals.
So since the league is scripted, all right, tell us what's going to happen, right? Because you got the script, you Vaughn Miller.
He just told you.
Throw out anything. I'm done. Watch. Y'all stay with me. Lamar Jackson.
He going to get paid.
Where? How much?
He gonna get paid crazy bad by the Ravens. He has to. I think for our game to keep making the jumps that it needs to be, he has to get paid. And it's not about, of course it's about his play on the field and the type of player he is, but it's just timing.
Okay.
It's his time.
I got one. When will the Cowboys win a Super Bowl? I know you were supposed to come and help us, but that's a different conversation for a different day. Yeah,
the script was only 5 years. I only see it.
Wow.
So it's got to be after that.
Okay.
The script is only 5 years.
Okay. Low hanging fruit always.
Where's OBJ playing next year? The script.
I like OBJ to go to the Cowboys. Ooh. I like OBJ or Hopkins to go to the Cowboys.
Mm. I like that.
Any other script you want to release right now?
I like Keenan Allen to the Buffalo Bills and De'Ron Payne.
They had already wrote that.
They're still trying to work out the finances for De'Ron Payne to come to the Buffalo Bills. But, you know, if they can pencil that in, then I like De'Ron Payne from the Commanders and Keenan Allen coming to the Buffalo Bills for us to win it.
It's a script. Yep. Thanks, bro.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, man. Appreciate you, bro.
Love,
my brother. Appreciate
you,
man.
Thank you.
Love. Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
We had to fight to get a meal. Yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get a pills. That's why we write to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know. Despite your skills, fat. Keep it riding for the fam. You gotta light the wiggin' wheel straight up. Look in the past bag. Work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie to take the test before I pass class. Yeah. And my family needed bread. I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.